Thank you, John. Thank you, Steve. Well, y'all didn't know you had it so lucky today, because both the women on the program today were from Alabama. So I'm going to lighten it up a little bit, I hope. If you know anything about Alabama, you might remember that the University of Alabama won a national football championship last year. And I choke as I say those words because War Eagle, man. So I went to a different college. You may have also heard that after mere three years at the University of Alabama, Nick Saban's going to have a statue outside of the football stadium. Ellen told me yesterday that when E.O. Wilson, the Nobel laureate in biology, graduate of the University of Alabama, came down to Tuscaloosa recently, there were two people he wanted to meet. One was Nick Saban, and the other was Forrest McDonald. So as I've reflected on this, I'm trying to decide whether it's the state of higher education or the perversity of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that a statue to Nick Saban will go up outside the football stadium, but there's still no statue for Forrest McDonald there. Vince Dooley, by the way, Georgia erected a statue to Vince Dooley recently, 28 years after he won the national championship. And I walked through Founders Hall today, and it was remarkable. It was wonderful. I can't wait to bring my 10-year-old son to this place. These gentlemen waited 216 years to have a statue. Those of you that understand Alabama football and Auburn football understand that the fact that I can have an affection for the University of Alabama stands as a testimony to the scholarly and personal influence of the man and the woman that we are honoring tonight, that this Auburn girl could somehow have some affection for Tuscaloosa and for the University of Alabama. Despite my very good upbringing, I enrolled at the University of Alabama in the fall of 1987 to pursue a master's degree in history. My first semester there, I enrolled in the graduate research and writing class that Steve has made reference to, and I've been a better person and hopefully a better scholar for it. My remarks tonight are going to comment a little bit on the legacy that I suspect that Forrest and Ellen have had on many and have had on me. Undergraduates, graduate students, professional colleagues, friends, and this legacy comes really in three forms. I think I can characterize them as the mutually supportive fields of language, learning, and liberty. Through rigorous accountability for our use of vocabulary, grammar, and syntax, they taught me, a girl from the hills of Alabama, how to pronounce certain words and how to use the English language in a more proper sense. You can hear the accent coming through a little bit tonight, I know. But they taught me also just the love of this English language that we've inherited, which I think is arguably the true language of liberty. They taught me the writing and editing skills that have continued to serve me well, and the book there that you have tonight is testimony to the skills that I could put into good service in their honor. What I was able to do there with that book and what we did, we learned, I think, from the McDonald's. So that editing work is very rewarding and a gift back to them. I'm terrified they're going to find mistakes. Through example and encouragement, they taught me the tools and the patience of documentary research and gave me the gift of understanding history to be not the movement of ideas and grand theory, but to be at its root the stories of living, breathing human beings possessing passions, interests, and reason that dance a delicate dance in the circumstances of their times. To see the American founding through Forrest's stories of the founders is to see the well-fought fight by men and women of flesh and blood to claim for themselves and their posterity the possibility of self-governance. To see the American story through the McDonald's corpus is to appreciate how triumphant and yet fragile our hold on liberty is, and to understand that liberty's survival requires us each to aspire to a constitutional temperament that can hold our own passions, interests, and reason within proper balance. Finally, but I hope without end, The McDonald's have inspired me to appreciate properly the gift of liberty, to have greater gratitude each day for what that day offers, and to participate in trying to hand on to the future something of myself. Gratitude and generosity are twin supports anchoring the bridges that connect our studies of the past to our hopes for the future. Gratitude and generosity are twin guide stars that will not fail any man or woman who seeks to live as befitting a free person. Gratitude and generosity have been hallmarks of Forrest's and Ellen's engagement with students, colleagues, friends, and presidents. And it is with gratitude that I offer a toast and also a challenge to all of us to inspire to the philanthropic spirit through which the McDonald's have influenced and profited so many here in the halls of Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Society, and far beyond. To the McDonald's. Thank you.